Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about miracles and Quran being the greatest miracle of the seal of messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we said that there are many miracles that the Prophet has displayed. Out of those many miracles, Quran is the greatest of all miracles. Now, this is a claim that we need a backup for. How do we defend this claim? So we said that the truth is that whenever we look at the Holy Quran from different points of view, each one presents another image of its miracle. So there are unlimited dimensions of Quran that we can inspect to get convinced that it is a book of miracles, that its content is miracle, its existence is miracle, it's giving the news of the future. Everything is a miracle. Now, we talked about eloquence of Quran being a miracle. The second one we talked about is the worldview of Quran and the quality of content of Quran. And today we're going to discuss the scientific discoveries of the things that is mentioned in Quran. Then the fourth one is the hidden news of Quran about the future. And then last but not the least is the lack of contradiction and disputes of the content of Quran and the verses of Quran. Now there is no doubt that the Holy Quran is not a book about natural sciences, medicine, psychology, or mathematical studies. You know, when we're used to looking at books with certain focus, right? And those are the ordinary books that are found in the market. So if you go buy a book of mathematics, you know, it's just going to talk about mathematics. It's not going to talk about biology and vice versa, right? Now, with Quran, right, it is not necessarily a book of natural sciences or medicine or psychology or mathematical studies. No, it's not. The Holy Quran is a book of guidance and one which builds a human being. Okay? We have to keep this straight in our head. It mentions whatever is necessary for one to know. We should not expect the Holy Quran be an encyclopedia about various sciences. We should seek the light of faith and guidance from Quran, piety and purity, humanness and ethics, order and law from this divine book, and it contains all of these things. But sometimes, in order to reach this goal, the Holy Quran indicates some of the natural sciences and the secrets of creation, in particular, in its lessons of unity. It removes the veil over the secrets of the world of creation, and it discloses facts which were unknown to the scholars of that era. And many of those facts are still unknown to the scholars of our era. This expression of Quran forms a complex which we call the intellectual miracles of the Quran. Okay, after the break, we will indicate one of the intellectual miracles of Quran. But know that Quran is a book which has all the knowledges, which does not necessarily mean that it includes all the details of all the knowledges. No, it touches up on all the knowledges and opens it up for the human beings to use their intellect and make development and progress in those knowledges. So this is how Quran is designed. Quran, it is full of knowledges. Every knowledge comes out of Quran, right? But how? We're not going to find those minutest details. Sometimes we see people making that attempt, but this is a futile attempt. This is not what it's supposed to be. It's not a book of biology. It's not a book of chemistry that you start looking for a formula for nitric acid, for instance. So we need to understand how Quran is put together by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come back from a short break, we're going to talk about one of the intellectual / scientific miracles of Holy Quran. Stay with us.
The story of the people of the cave in the Quran refers to many scientific miracles. In this proof, we want to discuss one of these scientific miracles. The following is stated in the 11th verse of the Surah of Al-Kahf. Then we struck upon their ears, causing them to go in deep sleep for a great number of years in the cave. A very important scientific fact has been referred to in this verse of the Quran. It is as follows. The Arabic equivalent of struck upon in the verse is the verb darabe. In Arabic, this verb bears the metaphorical meaning of we have made them sleep. However, when the verb darabe is used with the ears, that is, when the phrase struck upon the ears is used, this bears the meaning of preventing the ears from hearing. After this explanation, let us pay attention to the verse again. Almighty Allah could have used the expression, "We have made them sleep," for the people of the cave. However, He did not say so. Instead, He said, "We struck upon their ears." Hear the preference of the expression, "We struck upon their ears," instead of "we've made them sleep," indicates a very interesting scientific fact. According to the discoveries of scientists, the only organ of sense which is active during sleep is the ear. That is why we need the alarm of the clock for waking up. Other organs of sense are not active during sleep. Thus, the wisdom of using the expression, "We struck upon their ears," by Almighty Allah for the people of the cave, is an indication of closing the senses of hearing of these youngsters, and thus their staying asleep for many years without waking. So, with the particular emphasis on the expression, "We struck upon their ears," the scientific fact of the activeness of ears during sleep has been pointed out. As you see, every word of the Quran is filled with wisdom. Sometimes it opens a door to a great truth with a single word. And with its every word, it proves that it is the word of Allah.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about how the Quran, in addition to many other miracles and many other positive aspects, is also something, it's a book which points to the scientific discoveries. And it opens up those fields for human beings so that they can use their intellect and their knowledge and struggle to make those inventions and find out those discoveries. Okay? Now, today we're going to talk about the Holy Quran and the law of attraction. Before Newton, no one had discovered the law of gravity in a complete way. It is famous that while Newton was sitting under a tree and an apple fell from that tree, he began to think about the reason and said to himself, "What energy is this which attracts the apple to itself? Why did it not go up to heaven after falling?" After many years of study, he discovered the law of gravity. In the discovery of this law, it was proven where the order of the stars come from, why this earth moves around the sun, and why they do not fall into each other. What power is it which keeps them in their own orbits, and they do not move this way or that way? Yes, Newton discovered that the orbiting of a body causes it to flee from the center, and the law of gravity causes it to return to the center. And as long as these two are in balance, that is, the distance between the two bodies brings about a gravity to create a fleeing from the center and a gravity to pull it back to the center. This attraction and repulsion permits it to remain continuously in its orbit. But the Holy Quran now, this was Newton, right? The Holy Quran, 1,000 years before this event, Quran says, and listen to this, chapter 13, verse 2. God is He who raised the heaven without any pillars that you can see, is firmly established on the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon to His laws. Each one runs its course for a term appointed. He regulates all affairs, that is God, He regulates all affairs, explaining the sign in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. Again, that was verse 2 of chapter 13. So with this, we can see 1,000 years before Newton, he discovered this force of gravity. Quran has already talked about how things stay in their orbits. Okay? Newton proved it using the theory of gravity, but Quran talked about it 1,000 years ago, that different planets and sun and moon and other planets, they circulate and they move in their own orbits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has structured it and who is holding it without pillars like the sky. So brothers and sisters, if we inspect it closely, we will come to know that this book cannot be a book of an ordinary person. This book has the news of the scientific discoveries that we make in the future. And by the way, there are so many other verses that are yet to be discovered once we get to those heights of scientific discoveries, inshallah. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.